I'm pleased that there is going to be an inquiry. I think my people have been expecting that. It will certainly help them to feel that something is being said and something's been done. But I'll certainly cooperate, explain our procedures, and certainly in every way possible, I'll be pleased to cooperate.
Part of this is going to be about the historic abuse that happened in Ballarat. That is partly what sparked this.
Difficulty that I have, I've been 15 years in the Diocese of Ballarat, and the great the overwhelming majority of cases are from time before I arrived in Ballarat.
Do you think that there'll be need to be former bishops recalled and former priests who have worked in the Archdiocese recalled to give evidence about what happened before your time?
It's possible. I may be asked to do that. As I say, it's all before my time. I came in 1997.
How do you think that your parishioners will respond to this? There's obviously been a lot of concern in the community. How do you think they'll respond to
it? I think they'll be very pleased to know that this is now going to come out into the open, and that our procedures, which are currently in place, can be examined, and what happened in the past can also be examined.
Do you think for some of the victims that finally having a chance to tell their stories and to have their issues investigated will help with the healing process?
I'm not quite sure how the victims themselves will want to. Many of them will come forward, others don't want to come forward. I think they've been so bruised by what's happened that they really don't want to raise the issue again. But as I said, there'll be lots of others who would want to come forward.
It's going to take a year to report, so that's a pretty long and extensive inquiry. Are you expecting that you'll be dedicating a lot of time this year to helping the government and the authorities to get evidence and to understand what happens?
I think that people might come and ask me questions. I'll be very happy to answer those questions. As I say, most of the cases involving the Diocese of Ballarat are historical ones, happened before I came to the diocese. But I'll certainly cooperate.
Do you think that the fact that an inquiry has been announced demonstrates that the Catholic Church hasn't dealt with this problem well?
I think it's true enough to say that in the past we did act in a way which, by modern standards, was very inept. As I say, those that I know about are either dead or else they're in jail.
Do you think that there's likely to be any new evidence that emerges?
Possible. It's possible. People will always come forward, I think, who have been waiting for a long time when they know that this is in the media again and they might be able to get attention.
But I don't know that it's necessarily about attention. Just on that, I think that some victims might see this as a way to come forward because they've felt afraid, or that maybe that this is their chance to tell their story.
Exactly.
You're not suggesting that some people could use this as a means to attack the Catholic Church, are you?
Oh, no, I think that they would probably feel being badly let down by the Catholic Church, and we really want to come forward and express their anger, if not disgust.